Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We have a lot of stuff to get to. Zach Gelby is going to join us. Let's get headlines. I do have some hamburger stuff that I want to talk about and play for everyone. Let's get headlines here with Solana. Start out today's program.
Very intrigued with the hamburger stuff.
Well, we have a number of hamburger memories from this show.
We do.
Do any of them jump out at you without even me saying?
Yeah. Me cutting a hamburger in half, me cutting the Burger King Whopper in half is probably what stands out to me the most, because you learned that that was the proper way to eat a hamburger.
No, yeah. I did not learn that that was the proper way to eat a hamburger. Mm. I found out there are other idiots like you who do that.
Wow.
We actually found the proper way to eat a burger. That was from Paul Severino, the old TV voice for the Marlins. But cutting a Whopper in half is probably the most significant hamburger moment on this radio program.
Yeah, yeah. Funny you're calling that many people texted in, backing me up, idiots.
Yep.
Bizarre.
Yeah, why?
Because I think you learned that day that that is actually the proper way.
No,
the way most
I didn't.
People,
you said that already, and I already said that's not what I learned. I did not learn that that's the proper way.
The way
to
most
eat
people
a hamburger.
The way most people eat it.
No, it's not the way most people eat it. I found there are a lot of idiots who do cut their burgers in half, but the prevailing notion is they're all idiots who do that.
The same way we were talking about betting parlance, Hawk. Why don't you leave the hamburger parlance to me? Because that happens to me. My area of expertise.
Well, it's not. You're kind of an idiot when it comes to hamburgers and meat and eating, grilling.
Debatable. I threw it down. Panthers watch party. What was that? Game three. Saturday? That was Saturday, right? Yeah. I threw it down. I was on the grill. Hamburgers, couple glizzies.
But we saw you on the grill, and you don't throw it down.
Yeah.
How come you always throw it down on the grill when we're not looking?
I threw it down, man. And plus, the meat that I happened to cook at the event that we were at was phenomenal. At Evening's Delight was phenomenal. You were just being a hater. You're just a certified hater, brother. I don't know what
that
else to
meat
tell you.
Was fantastic. Your brother grilled it.
Well,
no. I watched him. Your brother grilled it. There was nothing wrong with what was coming out of the Solana tent, other than Alejandro Solana claiming he's the one who cooked it.
Right, but does the sous chef get credit? No,
no.
It's the chef. Right, the head chef. I was head chef that day.
You were not.
I was head chef, and he was sous chef.
No, he was everything.
You got those
Today's
Gucci
National
flip-flops.
Hamburger Day, Gelb. What's the best fast food hamburger?
So, little fun fact. When I was in high school, I used to flip burgers at Five Guys.
You did?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first day on the job. You
look like a burger flipper. Honestly, if you were casting a burger flipper, because you put the white hat on you.
I look like someone that goes in the back and starts eating the cheese out of the freezer and eating the burgers.
You look like a young Mel Sharples. You look like a burger flipper.
So the first day, you have to clean out the grease traps. So they have the new guy clean out the grease traps, and you take shifts doing it. So let's just say I was one of the few Americans working at this Five Guys. And I went to go clean out the grease trap, and you put in a big orange Home Depot bucket, and I spilled the grease all over the place. And there was a lot of Spanish words that I learned that day. And they said, you will never be doing the grease trap again. Just flip the burgers.
Right. That's an old Jewish American trick, by the way. If you work at a fast food place, you spill the grease, and that way they put you right at the register. Keep
my
you out
gut
of harm's
would tell
way.
Me I haven't had Five Guys in a while. It's very good.
I love Five Guys.
Would Wendy's be a hot take?
Yeah, no, I love Wendy's burgers. I mean, they do burgers right.
And then In-N-Out is up the rankings. I don't think it's in the top three, but it's moved up the rankings.
They
Shake
have-
Shack, I like.
Great service at In-N-Out. So I think it makes the experience that much better. But I'm kind of with you on Five Guys. Five Guys makes a very good fast food burger.
Yeah, especially when it's made by your boy Zach Gelb.
Yeah, are they considered fast food though? That's the only thing where I get confused here. Or are they fast casual?
Sure.
Are they fast casual?
No, they're fast food. Fast casual to me is like they give you a number at the tail, like Panera. That's fast casual.
But Hawk, you walk into Five Guys, and I'm not criticizing Five Guys. You walk into Five Guys, you're waiting 10, 12 minutes before your burger's done.
That's a bad job. 10 minutes in and out when Zach Gelb was there. We had patties all day on the grill, baby.
First of all, they want to give you a little time to enjoy the peanuts. So it's part of the entire experience.
Well, you know what? The first time I was flipping burgers, too, I had the grease trap incident, and then I pressed down on the burger. And the boss came over, and he said, do not press down on the burgers. And he picked up a burger the way he made it, and he squeezed out all the grease, and he goes, we want as much grease as possible in these burgers. So that's why he was annoyed that I was pressing down on the burgers.
Sounds like the worst job of all time.
Well, let's be real. I'm a Jew. I lasted 6 months at it. And then I said, I ain't doing that anymore in high school.
Was that your only fast food job?
Yeah, and I would come home and I would stink too.
Yeah,
stink.
I mean, you can't get that out of your
disgusting
your clothing.
the dates were down in high school when you worked.
How'd you get hired as a cook? Did you have any experience as a cook?
No, I walked in. And somehow I got paid more than everybody else. You know, I said, I want this number. They said, no one's ever asked for that number. All right, we'll give it to you. And they thought I had good leadership skills.
You went in with a list of demands to Five Guys?
I was a better teammate than Tyreek Hill. I wasn't walking in basically telling all the people that they suck, you know?
Where's the best burger in New York City? Like, good, fancy burger.
Fort Charles. Ostraval is also very good. I think that was started in Chicago, actually. I may be wrong on that. But Fort Charles, Ostraval, and Minetta Tavern, I like. I actually went with South Florida resident Josh Booty to Minetta Tavern the other day.
I saw you with Josh Booty on social media. How did that happen?
Booty and I are very friendly. We've gone to a lot of events before. You know, started a relationship kind of on the show, and we're just, you know, we like to hang out.
I believe he was drafted by the Marlins, wasn't he?
Yes, and also was drafted in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
The only booty Gelb's ever gotten, actually.
Hey, let's go. And that's why he's got the Lexus.
That's fine. So Solana gets, like, one good joke in.
That was a good joke.
You know,
that was a good joke.
Out of the 5,000 appearances I've ever done.
Okay, Burger Flipper.
For good joke.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, put that on your title.
Solana looks like the rats that they throw on the ice at the Florida Panther Stadium.
Come on, take it like a man, Gelb. Take it like a man. He got you. He zinged you.
It's all right.
All right, Zach Gelb, he's a little salty. He's a Knicks fan. He's a little salty.
I'm good.
He's a little salty.
Yeah.
All right, Gelby, we love you.
You got it, bootylicious guys.
Yes, sirs.
There you go, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So today's National Hamburger Day, and I was mentioning in the last segment, somebody DM'd me on Instagram, Culver's, best fast food burger. Culver's is very good. You ever had it?
Never been to Culver's, no.
Culver's is very good. They have one in Coral Springs. They have a ton in the Midwest.
Hmm.
But Culver's is very good. I went to Tucker Duke's today. Remember, Tucker Duke's was on with me for years. I'll give away a little secret here. So they're coming back. And we're bringing back the Hochman burger.
Let's go, baby.
Now, do you remember the Tucker Dukes iteration of the Hockman burger?
I think I do. It had Fritos on it.
That's right.
And it had, man, there was like one other, not quirky, but unusual ingredient on it. Was it?
It was a Frito pie, which is like a Texas treat.
Yes, yes.
On a burger, essentially. So it's a hamburger with chili.
Chili.
A little dollop of sour cream, mm-hmm. cheese, and Fritos. Now, in Texas, like you go to a Texas State Fair, they give you a bag of Fritos, and in the bag, they throw the chili, the sour cream, and the cheese.
It's a walking taco.
People mix it up.
A walking taco.
It's a walking taco. Yep.
When I was in, where was I most recently? In Gatlinburg. Apparently, the company that makes like Fritos, what is that? Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay.
Yep. They recreated bags specifically.
Brilliant.
So instead of holding, you know, like a bag is upright, it's almost Brilliant. Like it's oblong shaped. It's like a football.
Wide mouth.
Yes. So that all you have to do is you rip off the top and then you could actually shake it while it's in your hand and you can eat it with a spoon. And it's the Frito-Lay. They had all the chips that they sell in that shape.
I've never had that before. When we originally did the Hockman burger at Tucker Duke's, and it's John, who's the owner, who had come up with essentially a burger version of the Frito pie, I had never heard of it. And when he was telling me about it and we went over it, I was like, wow, this is my wheelhouse. But apparently that's like a legit thing that people get the walking taco or the Frito pie.
At a food truck, especially.
Yes.
At a food truck, like when I think of playing Little League growing up, after you could either get ice cream or they would sell you a Frito, a walking taco.
So at Tucker Duke's today, there's some video on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, but I had their burger of the month currently, which is called the new Smashed Pedro.
Hmm.
Listen to this. Double smash patty burger topped with double grilled onions, jalapeno cream cheese, chipotle mayo, crispy onions, and finished with plum tomatoes and spring mix lettuce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
It was ridiculously good.
That's
good. Now, I don't eat that much for lunch normally, but it was ridiculously good.
Oh, that looks insane.
Yeah. By the way, apropos of nothing, I just happened to see it in my file here. Do you know where Travis Kelce and his father were spotted yesterday? Now, I told you Travis and Taylor were spotted up at Harry's restaurant in West Palm Beach on Friday. Travis Kelce living in Boca here, and we assume Taylor Swift is either with him or visiting at times. Travis Kelce was spotted yesterday, this is according to People magazine, at Restoration Hardware, which is right down the street from me at Meisner Park. There's a Restoration Hardware outlet.
What is, like, what is that, just like a hardware store?
No, Restoration Hardware is a furniture store. Very expensive furniture.
Huh.
And People magazine spotted them there, and his father was driving a green Rolls Royce. Now, I've seen that car around Boca.
So now you know.
I can tell you, I am getting closer to my run-in with Taylor and Travis. I'm getting closer.
You think his dad is the only person that drives a green Rolls Royce?
No. There's plenty of Rolls Royces, and certainly outside of Chops, where they're just lined up, you see a whole bunch. But it narrows it down a little bit.
It does. It does. And bizarre that Travis Kelce's dad is driving a green colored car, right?
It's like a forest green Eagles. I know what you're saying, but Jason Kelce played for the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, I'm getting closer. I'm going to go bat bleep crazy when I see Travis and Taylor at, you know, wherever I'm hanging out in Boca.
Mm-hmm. You're going to ask for a picture?
Oh, picture. I'm doing an Instagram interview.
Hawk, they won't let you within 200 yards of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Sports radio host.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they won't even let you near the Costco guys. What makes you think you're going to get...
I can't believe I haven't run into them in Boca. How is that possible?
Because they're everywhere. I saw they're doing a New York Yankees day where hey.
They threw out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers game the other day.
Those guys, we could probably really just have them do a segment on our show weekly. We just ask them. They'll do anything at this point.
I don't understand how I haven't run into them. Now, admittedly, I don't have a Costco card. But that's not where I'm expecting to run into them.
Well, they don't even go to Costco anymore. Did Costco drop the bag, by the way? Like, did they drop the ball?
Right. They have, like, locked them up, built a studio at the Costco Boca Raton so that they could just do their pod there?
Do a pod. Have them come out and just film content for Costco. Have them be the brand ambassadors for Costco. I'm not kidding. I was watching their videos because it's all I watch. And... And I'm like, they don't even go to Costco anymore. How the hell did Costco not lock these guys up? Throw them a bag, whatever they wanted.
Somebody says it's not Restoration Hardware anymore. They call it RH. And that is true. It's a big RH. But I didn't know if people would know what that was.
I know
you
RH.
Didn't even know what Restoration Hardware
I know RH, though. I know RH.
Somebody else texts in, says, we have Culver's throughout Palm Beach County. Where? I mean, I know there's one in Coral Springs, but that's Broward County. Where are they in Palm Beach County? Up north?
Never been to Palm Beach County, so no idea.
Yeah, we know. You've never even been to Sawgrass Mills. That starts slow. You don't have to drive all the way up here.
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely no Culver's in Miami, right?
I don't know. Somebody suggests the mom drives a Red Rolls. And he drives the green rolls, gotcha. And that way they cover both teams.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, there's one in – now, when they say throughout Palm Beach County, I think that's not the best choice of words there. There's one in Wellington.
Mm.
And then there's another one like north of Riviera Beach, just southeast of Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, all right. Well, there's two in Palm Beach County.
Yeah. And then there's actually quite a few in – south of Boca Raton.
Right. Broward County has a bunch.
I didn't know that. There's one in Cooper City. There's one like Coral Springs-ish, Margate, and then another one, Tamarack.
Really good.
So should I drive up to Davie? Really should I drive up to Davie for Culver's?
No, go to Sawgrass Mills, okay? It's enough with the cutesy. Should I drive up for Culver's? I don't understand. There's a mall right near you, Dolphin Mall. You can't drive to Sawgrass. You can't get a burger near you in Kendall. You got to drive up to Coral Springs.
But see, food, I would drive up for. Food, like to go to Culver's to get a...
The most inconsistent guy I've ever met.
What do you get there? You get a burger at Culver's?
Yeah, they call them a butter burger.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good branding, right?
Yeah.
Because it just sounds better.
That sounds good.
They have cheese curds there. Just
do
good
they?
Food.
Cheese curds?
Well, it's a Midwest place.
Going after the show.
Mm. Well, go to Sawgrass Mills, okay? They're open late.
I'm good.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hamburger.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today is National Hamburger Day. And oddly enough, today is also National Brisket Day, which kind of gives brisket short shrift because everyone loves a burger. It's so easy to get. Brisket probably deserves a different day because brisket is delicious, but it gets overshadowed by National Hamburger Day. But Solana and Jimmy, they just got a nice little delivery up in the studios. You got a little gift for National Hamburger Day?
Bro, we got hooked the hell up is what we got. So, you know, we do our show in the Citadel. And downstairs in the Citadel food hall, there's probably the most popular spot downstairs is the USBS Express. USBS Hamburgers.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. They're unique in the sense that they're smash burgers, but they're made on like a potato bun. So Mikey, who's the owner of USBS Express, knows that Jimmy and I love their burgers, and for Hamburger Day, National Hamburger Day, he showed us some love and he sent us some French fries. They're French fries, but also two of their cheeseburgers, two of their hamburgers.
Oh, wow.
He sent us a couple of them.
Yeah, I wonder, is National Hamburger Day, like, should you have your burger without cheese?
No.
On National Hamburger Day?
That's ridiculous. Should you have on National Pizza Day, you just have regular cheese pizza, you wouldn't put pepperoni on it? Like, what are you talking
about? On Cheese Pizza Day, I would just have cheese. Today's National Hamburger Day, I just wonder if, you know, it's the one day of the year where you don't put cheese. Because I'm sure there's a National Cheeseburger Day.
There is. But no, I mean, what's a hamburger without cheese?
A hamburger.
Well, agree to disagree.
Well, you can't disagree. You can't disagree with that. The moment you put cheese on it, it's a cheeseburger. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
The moment you put pepperoni on a cheese pizza, it's now a pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
It's almost like gender reassignment. I mean, not exactly.
Not at all, actually.
I don't know. I'm going to tweet at Riley Gaines. See what she has to say.
So,
no, but those look like good burgers.
Bro, these are fire. So he sent us express mail. All everything is USBS, so USPS. It's a play on that. And everything is like all the menus items are with names
like the post office.
Relating to the post office, right? So express mail is one of the burgers he sent us, which looks absolutely fire.
That does look good.
Yeah, it has pickles in it. I know you're not the biggest fan of pickles.
Ask me if I want them. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Just ask me if I want pickles.
And then he sent us my favorite, which is like their best or most eaten item, which is priority mail.
Mm.
You wanna take a bite of one of these, Jimmy?
Sure.
All right.
You know, Jimmy likes his stuff plain, though.
He does.
This is going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
No, but I love these burgers.
Okay. Is it plain?
Should have seen Jimmy light up when I told him.
When they brought the burgers in?
Yeah. Yeah. Ready? Want to do this?
Yeah, I do it the way Jimmy does it there. I take it out of the foil.
No. You keep the foil on it. That way you don't take it
out of the foil. You did it right there.
You don't spill anything.
I noticed that USBS did not cut their burgers in half.
They did not. They did not cut
Which
their burgers.
Which leads
half.
You to what?
Well, I'm sure if I would have asked, they would have.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But they know burgers, so they could have cut it in half if they thought that would be appropriate. They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't cut anything in half.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Fire.
Happy
Thanks.
National Hamburger Day, boys.
Yeah, we got hooked up big time. Thanks to our friends at USBS Express downstairs in the Citadel. And our guy Mikey, who owns it, who was very kind in hooking us up and happened to give me French fries, too. I was like, no fries? I didn't throw any fries in there. He threw some fries in as well. The fries are delicious. How can
you? All right. You want to give weather or are we moving on?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, but very, very hot. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hamburger.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.